Well, the first time I was delivering mail in La Mesa, and I saw the dog, which I thought was chained in the yard. So I just pursued or went up to the porch and dropped off the mail. And then when I felt this breath on the back of my neck, I realized the dog probably wasn't chained. And it was a German Shepherd, turned around, and just as I turned around, he lunged at me. So I had a handful of mail, so I shoved the mail in his mouth, hoping he wouldn't grab any of my other extremities.
Right.
And he caught the top of my hand, peeled back the skin. And by that time, the owner came out and gave me the proverbial, oh, he's never done that before. So that was the first occurrence.
And then what was the second?
Second occurrence was with a Great Dane, which I almost resigned from the Postal Service after that, because a Great Dane, as you know, is huge. And I was delivering mail again.
In California?
In California, in La Mesa. And again, I walked up to the door. No visible signs of dogs around. Nothing in the yard. Dropped the mail in the box. A little girl came to the front screen to retrieve the mail, and she was only like 4 years old. She couldn't hold the screen door, and this Great Dane came bounding out of there and got a hunk of my arm. So, and then shortly after that, when he had my arm, she comes up to him, and she slaps him, and she says, "Bad dog, Rex," and the dog stops. And I'm thinking, well, why couldn't have I thought about something like that?
Now, a lot of people probably, especially if they live or work near Uptown Normal, they may recognize your voice. You're the whistling mailman in Uptown Normal, and one of these occurrences happened in the vicinity of Uptown, right? Your third bite occurrence. Tell us about
that. That's correct. This was several years ago in the student housing over on Locust, and this chow had previously been leashed by the owner. Well, it turned out that it was graduation weekend, and everybody was doing the party hardy, and I came up to the apartment, and lo and behold, the little chow was not leashed, and first thing it did was go for the old leg, and I had to really almost forcibly pull the dog away, and then its owner comes out and again says, "Oh, wow, man, she's never done that before." And I was bleeding quite profusely.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Oh, wow, dude, do you need a Band-Aid or something?" I said, "Take your Band-Aid and go back in the house.
And your dog."
Yeah, that's right. "I will call my supervisor." So I had to go and have that treated and have the, you know, the tetanus shot and the whole ball of wax. And but there was a financial disincentive for him to do that, because he had to have the dog confined for, I think it was 7 days, and he had to pay for that. So that probably cost him some change, and he probably had had second thoughts about keeping the dog out unleashed.
Human nature tells me that big dogs, you'd be scared, more afraid of big dogs, but maybe that's not necessarily the case?
Well, I respect any dog. Especially if their name is Spike, Cujo, Boozer, or Lucifer.
Lucifer, you know? Yeah.
I respect any of those. And I get along fairly well with the dogs in my route. There's not a lot because they're students. But I carry in other parts of the city, and I've had dogs ever since I was a kid in the farm. So I get along pretty well with them. I'm not petrified of them. And I pretty well know when a dog is unfriendly. My experience with most dogs here were smaller dogs. What we call in the profession, ankle biters.
Right.
And they seem to be the most aggressive. So I try to watch myself, especially when you approach a house or approach another individual that has the dog leashed.
And are you more wary of a certain type of dog? I mean, pit bulls have this stereotype of being very aggressive and hard to control. Have you found that to be the case?
No, I haven't, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I had problems with smaller dogs, and they seem to be much more aggressive. They are very territorial, and I can usually tell when a small dog doesn't like me. I have that that mailman's intuition, and so I stay clear. For the most part, though, I have a pretty good relationship with dogs. Like I said, I've had dogs all my life, so I can tell when a dog is going to bite me or when he's not going to bite me for the most part. But again, every dog, even dogs, have bad days.
So what can homeowners do to help prevent dogs from biting the mailman?
Well, I'll tell you a couple things here. I just have a couple stats. In our area here, the Great Lakes area, which takes in about four states, we had in 2015 about 840 dog-related attacks and bites. Now, that was quite an increase from the year before when we only had about 763 dog bites. And, you know, the suffering and the pain, the time off the carrier goes through, you can't emphasize that enough, especially speaking from personal experience. One of the tools we have for, you know, telling an owner that he has to restrain his dog is holding his mail. They have to come to the post office to pick up their mail. And for the most part, that seems to do it. But
but that's in a situation where you've seen repeated problems.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. But the only thing you can do if you're in a new territory is, as you say, if I'm in a new territory, I'll whistle. That usually
sure.
gets the dogs barking. And so I can pretty much determine whether that dog is going to be friendly or whether he's not. Dogs that are in fenced-in yards seem to be more stressed out and seem to be more aggressive than, say, if they're on a leash in a yard or something like that. But all the times, if I have to deliver to a door and I don't need a signature, I just put it down, knock on the door, and the patron comes to the door. When I do require a signature, I will ask the patron to restrain his dog someplace in another room or... a lot of times, if that's not the situation, I take my foot and I put it right at the base of that screen door. So if that dog decides to do anything aside from greet me, I've got that foot there at least as the first line of defense. But another thing, and that's really about the only thing that you can do. I mean, there are certain things you can carry your bag with you, which is your first line of defense. And if a dog does rush you, that bag, I usually put it up, and the dog will strike at the bag. You back away slowly. You don't look directly at the dog, but you are aware of where the dog's at. And sometimes if you just stop in your tracks when the dog rushes you, the dog stops. He will not pursue you. He just, I guess, figures that you're a threat. Once you stop moving, you're no longer a threat.
The Postal Service says it's putting in place new measures to alert carriers of dogs on their routes. One requires customers who schedule package pickups to indicate whether or not there is a dog at that location. So awareness on your part, knowing that there is a dog present, probably at least could help fend off a situation.
That is a tremendous help because the post office takes this very seriously. And another feature, too, we have on our hand scanners is if we do have a dog in the vicinity that's been a problem or a carrier knows of a dog that could be a problem, we put that into the system so that if a carrier is in another part of the city, he's unfamiliar with that, the scanner will alert him to the fact that there is an aggressive dog or a hostile dog or just a dog in that area about 200 feet before you actually get to the house. So that's a great help too.
And hopefully these technological improvements will help reduce the dog bite, the instances of dog bites, instead of seeing the statistics go up year after year.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Just in our area since about 2011, we've had 8 dog bites just in the Bloomington-Normal area. We are also in another region called Gateway, which is basically everything south of 80 to the border of southern border of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
They've had about 18 dog bites. So it's a problem that the Postal Service really takes a concerned effort to alleviate and alert carriers to the fact.
A generation ago, when I was a kid, my dad was a letter carrier, and I recall he used to carry a little bottle of pepper spray that he would attach to his belt. And I don't recall him talking about using that often, although I'm sure he did. Is this still used? Is it effective?
It is effective if you can get the dog right in the nose or the eyes. Sometimes you all are not afforded that opportunity because it's so quick. Now, you do have it with you on your bag. Sometimes it works, but you really have to direct that. Other times it doesn't work, especially dogs that are tremendously hairy around their face, because if it gets any place on their fur, it's ineffective. I did have an occurrence a couple of years ago where I had a pit bull rush me, and I think I emptied the entire contents of that aerosol can on the dog, and he still kept coming. And my last resort was just to grab a tiki torch in the yard and let him have it across the head. That stopped him. It didn't discourage him, but it stopped him enough that the owner finally got out there, and I was one grateful individual.
Well, Kenny Kemp delivers mail in Bloomington Normal. You may have heard or seen him whistling through Uptown Normal over the years. Ken, thanks for joining us today during Dog Bite Prevention Week. We appreciate it.
Willis, I appreciate the opportunity to give my view in the Postal Service.
I'm Willis Kern.